Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have you ever heard that kind of thing? You get kind of excited about something. You kind of worked up, and then what happens? Here comes something to rain on your parade. No, don't get excited. Don't get your hopes up, because you just never know. And you know, the economy is not that hot, and gas is sky high. And you know, when the wind's blowing, ain't no way you can walk on the water. Recognize the spirit of discouragement. And the thing is, so many times it comes through believers, supposed to be believers, mouths. It can come through family members, co-workers. You get stirred up about something, you get pumped about something, you need to be led who you even tell. A lot of folk, you tell them, you're just asking for trouble. Because they're going to knock it down. Every time they see you, they're going to knock it down. Oh, you ain't still all pumped about that deal, are you? Come back to planet Earth. Beep, beep, come back. Man, you're out there. I'd rather be out there than down under there. God wants to take us way on out there from where we are here. Right? Y'all are just excited. Y'all just, yes. I don't know. Y'all just all worked up. I don't know what they all worked up about. I know how poor they are. They ain't never be able to have a house. There's a lot of people better than them ain't got a house. Who do they think they are? We don't have a house, and we're twice as old as you. What makes you think you're going to have one? You think you better than us? Have you ever heard this kind of stuff? What is it designed to do? Get you to back off, back down, right? Lose your excitement, cast your confidence away, and go, yeah, I know, what was I thinking? I guess I just got excited. I got to come back to the real world here. Go clock in the morning, make my $5, and this is life. And what that is deciding God is not really good like that. That couldn't really be his will for me. He's not that good. Oh, yes, he is. He's better than that. I'm doing the best I know to get this out. Can you see it? Even though people would never say it, they don't believe in the goodness of God. They'd never say that in 100 years. Oh, yes, no, I believe God is good. But now this expecting that he would pay off your bills and make you rich. Well, no, now that just ain't. Then you don't believe he's that good. You don't believe he's that good. We do. I said we do. We believe he is just that good and better. They saw the giants. They said, it is a sweet land. Oh, man, it is, whoo, glory. But the giants, but it's just a dream, and it ain't real, and it ain't going to happen because the giants. What they could have said, it's like Caleb and Joshua said. In fact, we ought to read it. We got to read it. I said we got to read it. Numbers. Thanks be unto God. Can you stay with me a little bit longer here? Numbers 14 will be good for now. Numbers 14. These guys choked on the goodness of God. He was too good for them to believe. They choked on it. Millions of Christians doing the same thing today. I'll be open and frank with you, this past year, the Lord had to expand me a little bit on some things. There were some things that he began to deal with me about. I was preaching somewhere. And I was talking about how big God was, and something had come up about Phyllis and I stepping up in a thing to a higher place. And I had thought, well, man, we're just good enough where we are. I mean, I'm happy. We're, you know, I don't need any better than that. So I got to preaching about how God wanted to bring you on further. And I'm preaching away in another state, and I'm waving my arms, and the Lord said, what about you? And I'm still talking. Well, he's like, I said, what? He said, I'm trying to bring you up high, and you're dragging your feet. I said, I'm sorry. I'm saying this while I'm talking. And I thought, Lord, he said, what about what I want? He said, this is not just about, now, you mind if I take a side journey right here? I might as well tell you, because it has to do with you. It was about us stepping up to a higher place in some personal things. And we're blessed. I don't mind telling you. You know we are. We're blessed. We live in a good place. We drive good. We eat good. We wear good. We're doing good. I make no apology for it. And this other place, coming up to another thing in our personal lives, was quite a bit higher, quite a bit higher. And the number's pretty big. And I'm thinking, I'm doing good. I'm happy. The Lord said, what about what I want? He said, your people's prosperity is connected to you. He said, their vision is connected to your vision. If you get a $50,000 house and you act like, well, this is just the finest house anybody ought to ever want in the world, and you act like that and you say that, a lot of your people will never rise above that level.
That's right.
Because they'll feel the same way.
Yes,
sir. Are you with me?
Yes.
He said, but if I'm able to bring you up much, much higher, if it's really high, even if your people under you attain half of it, it's still a good place.
Yes.
If it's really high.
Amen.
If it's low, your standard's already low to start with. I don't know if you see all this or not. But you and I are connected. If you're visiting, you're connected with your ministers. If you don't have any, that's part of your problem. You need to get some. You need to get your church family and where you're supposed to be hooked up with. And you need to understand, I have felt like our church family has not understood double honor very well. And one thing that's bothered me some about it is because it seemed to me that maybe some people thought we're just asking for some money or some stuff. And that bothered me so much that I'm tempted not to do it. But I can't do that. I said, I can't do that. Because we're connected, you and I. And if people, I know it sounds, I'm a minister, so it sounds self-serving, but if people only knew this, if they only knew how their prosperity was connected to their ministers, they would want them at the top of the top of the top, because you're connected to it. And can you see why the devil has lied to people? And for generations, we got whole groups of Christians that want their preachers to take a vow of poverty and have nothing. And the others, they may not take the vow, but the church is going to see to it that it's that way. No, the Lord dealt with me. He said, no. He said, what about what I want? He said, there's more going on here than just what you want. And so you and I need to submit to the goodness of God. We need to believe in the goodness of God. Why are we having this series? Why are we talking about this? Because we must come up in seeing how good God is and how good His will is to us. We must dare to dream and see ourselves in these places and at these levels. Come on now, we must dare to dream and let it become a vision and let it become a reality. Oh, come on, be willing to stay with it for a decade at a time if need be. Oh, come on. How good is God? How good is His will for your life, spiritually, physically, materially? How good? Just how good is His will? Do you believe His will for you is better than what you've been experiencing?
Yes.
Absolutely. No question. No question about it. Was this a good land? Good land equals what? Good life. Did he have an exceptional life planned for them? Yes, he did. Well, let's read Deuteronomy 6. Then we'll read Numbers 14. I was going to do it the other way, but this will work. Deuteronomy 6, he describes what he had planned for them. Deuteronomy 6, are you there? He said, Deuteronomy 6, verse 10, it shall be when the Lord your God shall have brought you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, great and goodly cities, which you build not. Man, you just move in. None of the labor, all of the benefit. Is he that good? Lord, help us. Help us with this. Is God this good? Others, this is a spiritual principle. Others have labored. And now you're entering into the fruits of their labors. Is God that good that you just walk into something? It's already done. Everything. Better than you dreamed. And you just, you know, pack your underwear and move in. Get your dog and go. Oh, come on. Is God really that good? That he would let you just come into something that's already, you know, the foundation was laid and the work and all the money and all the stuff and all the time and the aggravation has already been done. And you just slide in. And houses, is God really that good? Did he give you a house in Branson? And a house on the beach? And a house in the mountains? Huh? House in the woods? Is he really that good? See, a lot of people don't believe he's that good. They don't. They're like, oh, now that's not necessary. Who said anything about necessary? Well, you don't need all that. Who said anything about need? Did the Bible say that God limits us to our needs? See, that's religion. Ignorant thinking.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me